Now the categories have been finalized. It clears the way for a lot of legislation.
Categories? What categories?
The categories of life.
What does that mean?
Instead of dead or alive, there are now three categories. Here. It's being rolled out across America and Europe. The categories become official at midnight.
Dr. Juarez, I was right. I knew you'd call me back.
Oh, I'm doing a lot more than that. I'm joining the cause. Whatever you're doing to fight this miracle, count me in.
Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Fighting for the future on behalf of the human race. The 21st century is when everything changes. And Torchwood is ready.
Diligaff, everyone. This is the TARDIS blend. My name is Greg Davies, also known as CGT2099.
And I'm Tom Sheridor.
And we're coming to you from geeksofdoom.com, where we're going to give you our review of the latest episode of Torchwood. But first up, before we jump into all that, Tom, we really probably should need to send a shout out of some wishes and thoughts to our friends over in over in England at the moment, our Doctor Who fans that listen to the show over in especially London and the other cities that are suffering from the results of the riots over there. Hoping that you guys are keeping safe. And, you know, we're not going to dwell on it too much in this show. We are on my other podcast on Social Blend. We're going to be talking about it in detail on this week's episode. So if you're interested in that, you can check that out at social-blend.com when we launch that podcast. But we just wanted to send a shout out to all of our friends over there. You know, to make sure you guys are keeping safe, because you know what, without our friends in the UK, there would be no Doctor Who, you know? So, you know, sending our wishes to you guys. And Tom, I also wanted to let you know, mate, coming soon at geeksofdoom.com and also on one of the upcoming TARDIS Blend episodes, I'll be having a bit of a review of the latest Doctor Who DVD, which is the first part of Series 6. And we're hoping that the review for that will be up at geeksofdoom.com very soon. And then probably on our next episode, you and I can have a bit of a chat about it and do a bit of our, you know, a little informal TARDIS blend kind of review, you know?
Absolutely.
So it should be a bit of fun.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
So let's jump into this episode called The Categories of Life, Episode 5. We are now at the halfway point for Torchwood Miracle Day. 3 out of 10, worst of the season, hands down.
Yeah, wait. 3 out of 10?
Yeah, worst of the season.
This episode?
Yes, absolute worst. I was horrified.
You hated it?
I hated it. I despised it.
Wow.
I really did. I was really disappointed with this episode. I was expecting a lot from it, and as far as I'm concerned, it didn't deliver. This is worse than Victory of the Daleks in my book.
Wow, that's stupid. That's stupid bad, because that's everyone knows that's the one we pick on the most.
Yes, and, but what's interesting is, though, just before we started recording, like, you sent me a message going, oh, yeah, the really good episode, and I was like, okay. So we're obviously in disagreement here. So, well, why don't you kick it off and tell us, why, you know, you think this episode is pretty good.
First of all, I will say that I have been buried in nothing but tech jargon for the past 12 hours. And coming from a previous day of about the same, so anything other than that is half decent. But I will say my mind was kind of half there, and from the parts that I did see, now that you've kind of had such a strong negative reaction, I'm kind of going back and replaying portions of it, and I'm saying, you know what? I felt like I watched all of last episode in this episode, except for there was resolution and action and staying power in this one that wasn't in the last one. So okay, let me
say that, like, that, you know, I will say the ending, the revelation in this, the spoiler, and we always tell people, you know, we like to talk about the spoilers on this show. So if you haven't seen the episode yet, pause the podcast, go and watch it, and come back. Basically, what they've done in this episode is they have created new categories of life. There's category 3, which is normal living person. Category 1, which is considered to be basically the equivalent of dead, even though they're still alive, like technically brain dead, unconscious, unable to be revived, but they are still breathing and life is continuing. And then category 2 is everything in between, injuries and so on. And category 1, it's discovered that it's basically they've brought back, like, the gas, or not the gas chambers, but they're burning those considered to be category 1. They have redefined life and death as we know it, and the revelation
of turn them to ash. Yeah. They have been reviled and basically they're being treated like vampires.
Yeah. So that was that revelation was really cool. I will admit that. That was probably the best part of the episode for me. Now, just because I didn't like this episode, there were some good, interesting things in there that I did like. That was a nice surprise to see Gwen back in Wales.
I'm your driver. Might I ask, is there any luggage to pick up?
No. The only thing you'd be picking up is me.
It'll be a pleasure.
I don't think I like the tone of your voice.
Then what are you going to do about it?
Many things. Come on, let's get out of here. Who's with Amon?
No one. I left her with petrol and a cigarette lighter. Your mum's, isn't she?
Oh, great.
You know what, for me, I absolutely didn't even understand. I kind of understood it, but I'm kind of like, what the hell? You know, what the hell?
What, you wanted her to stay in L.A., no. Jack?
I was just kind of like, there was the urgency of oh, and then I'll just go back home. You know? That's kind of how I felt. That's kind of, I was like, oh, yeah, and you'll just jump on a plane and go back home. You know, you're wanted across two different governments. You've broken into high security establishments, and they know that you are sniffing around. Like, they have identified you, and you're just gonna jump a plane and leave, no explanation.
Yeah, there's a logic.
We're just going to let it happen, and that's that. And I was just kind of like, like, I could see it in my head kind of replaying and her having an emotional breakdown and telling Jack, I have to go home, except for we didn't see that.
Yeah.
And we didn't see anything. It was just kind of like, okay, and they're there.
That's actually one criticism about this series that I have as a whole. For you and I, as Torchwood fans, we kind of can make the assumption that they've got the software and they've got the capabilities to make a fake passport and to, you know, get her through airport security and on a plane and back to Wales without a hitch, right? We could probably assume that based on what we've seen of Torchwood in previous seasons. But considering we're dealing with basically a new introduction of Torchwood to a lot of new American viewers, there's not a lot of backstory on where they're getting their resources and software and weapons and vehicles and stuff. You know, it's sort of explained in the original series to the point that it gives a lot of balance and in-universe logic, and we can understand that. But within the confines of the Miracle Day series, there doesn't seem to be much of that happening, which I fear may be somewhat confusing for newer viewers. So if that threw you, imagine what it did to someone who has never seen Torchwood before and that this is their first season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would stop watching by now.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to point out, this is the other spoiler, spoiler alert. Dr. Vera, her quote-unquote death, the burning, is significant in this episode. Major scene, but I felt it was let down by the episode as a whole. As far as the other characters, Mark Vann as Colin Maloney, he was the guy that was running the camp where Vera was killed. What a mongrel sod. He was awful. Good acting. But, you know, I despised the character. He was just, mongrel, you know. And the Black Secretary was, I wrote this down because the Black Secretary sums up nearly every American secretary I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And she pulled that off really well. And the other funny thing, the funny anecdote was Jack totally pissing off Rex with the gay talk when he was being taken by the ambulance. I thought that was really funny. But that's it. That's just the only highlights I have. Usually I've got a long list of highlights, and this time I've got a whole long list of criticisms. So,
yeah, it's that. You know, the other thing I would have to say is that I just, you know, I didn't like last episode. I was just kind of like, meh, whatever.
Yeah, but whereas like me, I've been sitting here going, okay, things seem to be getting better. Like as we go along, each episode seems to be getting better than the previous one.
I was really intrigued by the science and the procedure that they had kind of gone through in that second episode, and which you were quite bored with. And you know, that kind of perked me up because I wasn't used to it. I wasn't expecting it. It was just so damn ho hum. And, you know, Torchwood does have a little bit of science, and it does have a little bit of explanation. I do like that. And so it was nice to see that kind of come back. Mm-hmm. And this one, I'm just telling you, man, it felt like the action, the reasons, the things that would make you give a damn about any of the characters, every one of these things happened in this. But by the time it gets there, you're like, I just don't give a shit. You know, it's like, did we really need an entire episode of that fucking doctor going all over the place, finding out even more information? Couldn't we have just flown her out after she decided that it sucked?
Actually, at the beginning of last episode,
I disagree. And then had the thing?
I think her scenes in this particular episode were key to the plot, because she was discovering, well, not so much the good stuff that the camps were doing, but the bad stuff they were doing. That was probably more significant in this episode.
Oh my God. We don't have the staff, we don't have the money, we don't have the room.
But who are they?
Well, these are the ones without insurance.
Where are the nurses? Have they even been fed?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, but how long have you been here?
Yesterday, they said we had to wait.
These people are just, they're pending. We've got a couple glitches in the system, that's all. I'd point out that 10 days ago I had a job in public housing. I think I've adapted very well.
Help me. Holy shit. He's wearing red. He's got a red peg. But he can't be. He's conscious.
So we made a mistake. Hundreds of patients, one mistake. That's an excellent hit rate.
But you made him category one. He's not one. He's nowhere near one. Do you realize what happens when you make somebody one?
All right, I think we should step outside. We're disturbing the patients.
What else are you hiding?
Performances and pacing were way off in this episode, and even Barrowman suffered from a bad case of overacting. I mean, that's saying a lot, because he's very talented. He's very good. And to be able to pull off a character like Captain Jack without making it look like you're overacting is really tough, I would imagine. And, you know, even Bill Pullman, I thought he wasn't on his game. And I don't think it could be – I don't want to put it down on the actors, because the actors have usually been very good in this season so far. I don't want to say it's Jane Espenson's writing on this episode, because she did episode 3, which was one of the best. So it's not the actors and the writer. Then I've got to put it down to the director, who was a guy called Guy Ferland, and who is disappointingly directing the next episode.
Yeah. I don't know. It just kind of feels like, when we get to the end of this series, Greg, I feel like we're going to be able to adequately say this could have been done in half as many episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's fair that I keep doing that every single time. But it's just like, God, you know, I liked what they had to say, but there were inconsistencies to advance the story brokenly, and then, you know, create espionage where that you didn't really need it, and without any damn explanation whatsoever, and then kind of like forced reasons for how things came to be, like how you know they came to find out that people were you know, essentially being burned.
Yeah, yeah, and see, that's the other thing. You know, like the official synopsis of this episode before it was launched was: Torchwood goes undercover and discovers the terrible truth behind the miracle. But that's so misleading because they don't discover anything behind the miracle. Instead, they find out the horrific truth and the fact that's resulted of the miracle, and that's they've got to burn these people. I mean, how else do they expect humanity to deal with this? I mean, it's morally ambiguous, but the concept of death in reality would need to be recategorized. And I think the whole controversy was just really poorly addressed and dealt with in this episode. I mean, the direction just sucked.
Yeah, you know, it really did. And more than that, it's like, I don't know. I really want to love this series, but I don't.
Yeah, it's not. Well, you know, is it living up to expectations so far? Well, I would say no, because there were very high expectations for this series. So I will say, I mean, you know, 3 out of the 5 episodes we've really liked so far in terms of, you know, that's not bad. But, you know, I think there's a lot of filler stuff in there. And the other thing about this episode that really there were so many things that just pulled me out of the episode that, and most of it was like logic stuff, like, you know, Rex smuggling in a video camera, you know, Oswald Dane's stumbled speech, which was just awful. I mean, considering like Bill Pullman's remembered for one of the best cheesy speeches of all time in film from Independence Day, you know, that was just awful.
And I promise you this, there are even those who have been planning for this. The agents of angels in this brand new world. I'm telling you right now, they stand amongst us. Yes! For this is my revelation!
You know, the other thing, like Reese showing up right in the middle of Gwen breaking out of Dad with no one noticing that he was not in not in an area he should have been in. There was no logic in Esther meeting Rex in the medical area. Rex mentioning he's healing, which contradicts everything we've seen thus far. Well, I mean, what the hell's going on? Are they healing or not?
Yeah, now they're not healing. Now they are healing. Now they're getting sick. Now they're not getting sick.
Yeah.
They've explained too much and then they've reeled too much back in. And, you know, they haven't done it in an intelligent way, I don't feel like, to where we just don't even know. Mm. They say it in a couple times, but I don't believe it, you know?
I mean, the other thing is, like, from like, the last episode, we had the assassin, right? The assassin from the Triangle Group. And he brought up that I've got the note here. He says his speech is, they are everywhere. They are always. They are no one. They've been waiting for such a long time, searching the world for a specific geography. And they've made it. They found it and made it magnificent. And that really hints at this connection to Captain Jack Harkness. They brought up this huge clue about what's going on about Miracle Day, and they never followed up with it on this episode.
I'm just getting annoyed because I'm like, okay, Torchwood is at its core. It has to do with aliens.
Mm.
I haven't seen an alien. I haven't seen anything. I have seen zero inkling, and even in the last series, when they started, you know, kind of laying down clues, you knew that it was about to start, and you were about to be led into what was actually happening, and you're not in this one because it's twice as long.
Mm.
And it's like you think that you're doing us, you know, like a service by holding us to the end on this, but it's the 5th episode. I don't know who the villain is. I don't know anything about them, and I don't necessarily give a shit at this point.
There's not even really an antagonist in this yet. There's a company, and that's SpyCorps, and that's basically their nemesis as a whole. But
yeah, but that's not alien, and you know that there's something behind it, and we just don't know what.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that it's something alien eventually, but we're not seeing it, you know. So, I think this episode was a very, very poor filler episode. There was lots of stuff. It was like kind of like, we need a 10th episode. Why don't we squeeze one in to be episode 5 right in the middle of the season?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, let's do something to connect them. And, you know, I just think the whole, you know, the whole immolation and burning the people in camps and stuff like that. I mean, that could have been a very powerful episode.
And yeah, I feel like we've been cheated out of quite a few of those at this point.
Yeah. So it's disappointing. I mean, I'm very easygoing when it comes to, you know, the Torchwood and Doctor Who stuff. And
yeah, I don't want to be.
Very rarely am I critical about it like this, but I just did this episode just didn't do it for me. Doctor Who connection and references this episode. There were a couple of references to where Jack comes from, the Beauchamp Peninsula. Wasn't elaborated on, though. That was just kind of hinted at. There were also a couple of poorly used subtle Doctor references because of all the doctors in the camps, but not very effective as, you know, the medical environment made it much less obvious and overwatered. So it was just those references didn't work at all, unfortunately. So, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, put the big black X next to the director's name on this. I think it was very poorly directed.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, I feel bad because, you know, you and I are definitely not at our best when we're tearing down an episode. So, yeah, you know.
So any speculation, guesses, or predictions as to what we're going to see next? Or
I hope that we find out more, but honestly, I don't think we are until at least the end of the 7th episode.
I know there's some flashback stuff coming up involving Captain Jack, but I do not know the specifics.
I started getting excited at, you know, when Esther was asking him about his past, and of course they stop it. Because that would have been cool, because I don't give a shit about whatever else is going on.
I lost my mom back in 2003. What about you?
I don't know. Long ago and so far away.
Jack. Where are you from?
Rex.
They haven't actually stopped to do any character, like, deconstruction at all. It's just been
But you know what? Our whole thing about Torchwood Miracle Day could our outlook on it could completely change.
We are only
halfway through, and admittedly, the first half has not been there's been some really good moments in there, but it hasn't been up to expectations. That I think a lot of fans would agree. So there's been some good stuff, but not up to expectations. So let's hope that episodes 6 through 10 deliver. I'm predicting that from this episode that after Gwen finds out that her dad's been, you know, immolated in the camps, I think she's going to go nuts from that, and she's going to try and take on the Overflow camp single-handedly.
Yeah, which is also kind of retarded.
It could be. Well, you never know. It could be. I don't know. It could be badass as well. Depends how they do it. And I also think that after Vera's death, or the burning of Vera, I should say, I think we're going to see a marked change in Rex's character from this point. I think, being a tough guy, he couldn't do anything to save her. And I think this is the beginning of his change in the journey of these characters. So
you want to know what absolutely would stop me from bothering to review the next episode or beyond the next episode is if the next episode is how Torchwood is going to, you know, solve the plight of putting the internet video of the burning online. It's a little bit too Scooby-Doo for me.
Yeah, because he did record a lot on that digital video camera.
And I'm like, you know, if it ends up being that they're trying so hard to get that video online, I'm just going to sum it up to having, you know, about as much character movement as an episode of Canadian teenage melodrama Degrassi.
Mm.
And that's it.
You know, and even Jack didn't do very much in this episode, just come to think of it.
No.
You know, which is not a good sign of a it's not a good sign of a good Torchwood episode.
I want them to kill everyone again and just have it be the Jack show. Screw everyone. Jack and flashbacks.
Looking at the preview for the next episode called The Middlemen, looks to me to be much of the same. I do not have high expectations because of my experiencing with this episode and considering that it's the same director. However, I do hope that I am wrong. I do hope that maybe this was an off episode that we just watched and that, you know, Torchwood really brings the game back, you know, on this new episode. Did you see the preview?
I haven't actually seen the preview yet.
Yeah, there looks to be some promising stuff in there. So hopefully, you know, we're looking at a better episode. But, you know, I've got a bad taste in my mouth from this one, so not sure how we're going to pan out. My Torchwood UK recommendations this week, I'm recommending two episodes from Season 2, Series 2. Episodes 6 and 7, named Reset and Dead Man Walking, respectively, because it follows the death and resurrection of Dr. Owen Harper in the series, and it's really, when you look back at Torchwood, it's the first main emotional shattering death in the series, and it has a lot more impact than Vera's death in Miracle Day, I thought. So, you know, if there's any other fans out there that were kind of disappointed with that, that result, if you've not seen... you know, Series 2, Episodes 6 and 7, we highly recommend checking it out.
Documents on the body identify the victim as Meredith Roberts.
No obvious signs of violence.
Are you saying it wasn't the Weevil?
Give me a chance, Miss Cooper. I've only just started.
Jack, your VIP visitor is here.
Didn't realize we were having a visitor.
Suddenly, in an underground mortuary on a wet night in Cardiff, I hear the song of a nightingale. Miss Martha Jones.
You got any recommendations, Tom?
No, actually, I was thinking of that one, and I was also thinking of the episode towards the end, which if you've gone that far, you might as well just watch, you know, get the full force. But the I can't remember exactly which episode it is, but I believe it's the second to the last in the second season.
Oh, that's the one with the when Jack's brother shows up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's two episodes to that. It's the last two episodes of the season.
And that has absolutely nothing to do with this current episode. But now that I've talked about it with Greg.
Well, it's just it's an emotional roller coaster ride. Those two episodes, and basically, I mean, you know, I would think from my perspective. That was much better dealt with than this particular scenario in this episode. And it's just, I think, an example of how, you know, Russell T. Davies has dealt with it in the past. We had a comment on the last post. Someone followed up for us on, you might remember the amusing chat that we had about homosexual sex scenes. In Torchwood, and it's from Trans Matt Trev. He says that the UK version of man-on-man sex scenes, there were none. He says, the British, we can create wonderful, talented writers, but no, we do not have gay sex. Bollocks.
I mean, that surprises me a bit, because I'm like, you know, I would, if anything, I was like, they would have more or less censorship. But then again, it's like, you know, when we do pay for our cable and our services, we want raunchy, gratuitous sex.
Man on man sex.
We want every kind of sex.
Yes, omnisexuality is the desired word here. Yes, so there you go, people. They cut out the homosex scenes there, so it's a bit rough, I thought.
Watch the American versions.
Yeah, he also says, is the rumor true about David Tennant actually lighting the Olympic flame next year? You know, I don't know. But that would be really awesome if he did that, I think. Because it's a reference to that 2012 Olympics episode from the Doctor Who series.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, that would be pretty cheesy, but awesome.
I like some cheese.
Yeah, you got to have a bit of cheese, mate. You got to have a bit of cheese. A bit of cheese is good. And that's what I was saying before, like... If you think back to Independence Day, Bill Pullman's speech in that movie is like, it's just awfully cheesy, but it's just so well delivered. And then when you see him on this in this episode trying to do the speech, it's like, dude, you were the guy that brought us the, you know, the best cheesy speech of all time. What the hell? You know, there's no cheese here and there's no class. So what the hell? There's no mix of either.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, here's hoping that the next episode is back up to game. I'm sure our listeners out there may feel that they might disagree with us, Tom. And you know what? If you do feel that we're off the mark, feel free to let us know in your comments and any feedback or questions or thoughts you have. We really do appreciate you leaving your thoughts in the comments of the post that we put up for TARDIS Blend. And we will do our best to address any of the content related question stuff that. You guys bring up, and we totally appreciate the time you take listening to us. And that's all I've got here, Tom. Anything else you needed to cover before we close out for the night?
Oh no, I believe that's it, man.
Sweet. Okay, well, we will catch you next week for another edition of TARDIS Blend. Hopefully we'll have a bit of a discussion about the Doctor Who Series 6 Part 1 DVD, and then episode 6 of Torchwood Miracle Day, entitled The Middlemen. And we'll catch you then here at geeksofdoom.com. Alonzi.